The Reef Therapy Podcast is powered by ICP Analysis. If you'd like to win a free saltwater ICP analysis kit and a freshwater analysis kit, all you have to do is leave a comment down below using the hashtag #WhatsInYourWater. If you're listening to the audio-only version, head on over to YouTube and you can enter in the comment section there. ICP Analysis will test over 50 elements down to parts per trillion. These tests can also be used to see if there's any undesirable elements in your aquarium as well. Register your aquarium on the ICP Analysis app, fill your sample, place it back into the bag, slap on that included postage, and have your results 1 to 3 days after it's received. More at icpanalysis.com. Hey, Reef Builders, we are at Reefstock Denver 2024, and I am sitting here with our good friend from ICP Analysis, Mr. Steve Visser. How are you today?
Doing good, Remy. How are you?
I'm good. How has Reefstock been for you so far?
Reefstock's pretty good. It's been a good show. There's good turnout and attendance, which is always nice to see people coming out and getting to engage with people.
Yeah, for sure. So we wanted to have you on, obviously, because ICP Analysis has been such an awesome sponsor of the Reef Therapy Podcast for a couple years now. And I wanted to talk about some new products that you've got, but most importantly, what people come to you most for is an ICP test. So why is your test different than other tests out there?
Well, we use what's called ICP mass spectrometry testing, and the other companies out there primarily use ICP OES testing. And it's two different technologies. OES testing works on wavelengths of light to find stuff. And ICP mass spectrometry uses the mass of the element itself. And the accuracy is where it comes in the big difference. With mass spectrometry, we can get down into low parts per trillion. I mean, some elements we can get down to 10 parts per trillion. So when you want to know accuracy and know that you have one part per billion of something, the only way you can do it is with mass spectrometry. ICP OES, it's great for a lot of stuff, but once you start getting down to 100 parts per billion, the number of elements that can actually detect accurately disappears.
Yeah.
So elements like iodine, where we want to know at 50 parts per billion, not going to get there. Technology just cannot reach there. And that's sad, because we started off with ICP OES and we knew it couldn't get there. And so that's why we switched to mass spectrometry, because how can you tell people how to dose their aquarium with trace elements or even iodine if the technology can't even read it accurately?
Yeah. So
we started off with that, and then we went to the mass spectrometry a couple years ago, and it's been a world of difference. The manufacturer of our equipment, called Agilent, they're the world leader in spectrometry instrumentation. They came out with a mass spec for ICP where you wouldn't have to dilute the sample, because that was one of the main drawbacks to using the technology, is you'd get salt water and then you would have to dilute it down because it's so sensitive, you would have to dilute it to do it. Now their instrument actually takes the water and dilutes it down properly, and you can run full saltwater samples without a problem. And so they solved that, and they have the patents on it, and the instrument's been great. You know, we run samples. It takes longer to run samples than OES does, but we get the accuracy and precision. And
yeah,
what was really neat is when customers would send us samples and they're trying to figure out where their aquariums crashed, we actually started seeing the difference. We actually started finding elements that at starting as low as 15 parts per billion were causing these tanks to crash. And we could never see that with ICP OES. So we then started looking, going with these customers, going, why did that 15 parts per billion of cobalt get in there, or nickel or something? Where did that come from? So we started troubleshooting and checking, because it wasn't coming from the salt. That meant the water. So we started looking at the water. It was coming from their RODI systems.
Oh, it was slipping past.
Yeah. And what was even more crazy is that people would say, I just changed my filters. How could it be coming from that? You know, my TDS meter is reading zero.
Yeah.
My color indicating resin is still good. Well, that then pointed out the flaws in the technology there. TDS meters, they measure in the parts per million range. So if you have something that's in the low parts per billion killing your corals, your TDS meter is always going to read zero. And the moment it reads one, you know you're letting stuff through that maybe you don't want. Yeah. Maybe it's just calcium and sodium that's coming through, which is standard in water, and we're perfectly fine with that. But maybe it's letting copper, lead, arsenic, nickel, gold, silver, that aren't so pleasant and beneficial to our aquariums.
Yeah.
And then color-changing DI resin, well, the reason it changes color is it's got a pH indicator in it. So basically, we've got a dye that as the pH of the water changes, is saying it's been used up. Well, once that gets to a high enough level where that dye is changing, it means a lot of stuff's going through. It was never meant for accuracy. It was meant for like car washes and, you know, your normal using where you need soft water to make sure you're cleaning stuff, home use, water filters, you know, for drinking and getting rid of the majority of your hardness on there.
Yeah.
That's what all that resin was meant for. But it's inexpensive, and so we use that. But when you start looking at it, you need to start finding something to remove 5 to 10 parts per billion. So that was the thing that we actually discovered is in your RODI water, their water was letting 5 to 10 parts per billion in. That in itself is not enough to kill the coral. But water evaporation, just your daily water evaporation, only takes 1 to 2 months for that water, the entire tank, to recirculate all new water. So if you have an 80-gallon tank, inside of about a month to 2 months, depending on where part of the nation you are, you've added 80 gallons of RO water. So if you add 80 gallons of 10 parts per billion of something, it doesn't take too many months before all of a sudden you've got a toxic level.
Yeah.
And during that time, you've been slowly poisoning your corals. So when that tank starts to crash, you can do a big water change, but the corals have already succumbed to a toxic level for a long time. It's sort of like the old adage of adding arsenic to, you know, slowly poisoning the old monarchs, you know, with stuff. Just over the last 6 months to a year, and they slowly keep going down and down and down.
Yeah.
And then it's just too late.
Yeah.
That's where things were happening.
Yeah.
So
that's why whenever we give out the tests, we always give a freshwater test as well. So you can test your RODI water, because if that's where it's starting, you can pick it up right off the bat.
Yeah. That, in my opinion, testing your RO water is the most important thing. I mean, you should be testing that once a month, once every other month, just to make sure, because we put too much money and love into these aquariums and corals, and we want it to always be good. And you want to pray that the water test comes back showing that you don't have a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we want. But for an inexpensive price, you want it to show and also to catch if there is a problem. You know, it's going to tell you when it's time to change that DI resin, you know, and, you know, that was where we came out with the DI resin, you know, that can actually remove down to 2 parts per billion because it's meant for clean room application. And they need really clean stuff. They can't have that. So in clean rooms and even in some surgical hospital stuff, they need really, really clean water. I'm not going to say absolute because that's such a...
It's
in the science industry, it's you can't say absolute on there. Nothing gets there. But
the resin is newer for you guys, right?
The resin is new. We just launched that about a month ago. We have 2 grades, a nuclear-grade resin and then a 2-part-per-billion certified resin. And the nuclear grade is like our stage 1 resin. So you go through your sediment, your carbon, your RO membrane, and then it goes to the nuclear resin, which is going to take things down pretty good, down to 50 parts per billion. Then you put your polishing resin on, that's going to then drop it down to 2 parts per billion. And because the certified resin is more expensive, you want it to be last, and it's not going to get used up very fast, probably. Because as long as you're making sure your nuclear resin is doing its job, you're going to be good to go, but you're going to guarantee that you don't have anything coming through your water. And that's the whole thing. Make sure your love and passion and your corals are always doing good, because we don't want to kill them by accident.
Yeah. So how do you guys sell? Do you sell the resin separately? I know you guys sell kits now. Is there anything different about your kit with the resin and things that people can buy from your website separately? Or how would you want people to purchase all of that?
we offer everything individual, but then we also have some packages so that, say you want the RO membrane, the sediment, the carbon, you want to just replace everything. We have a package deal for that. And then we throw in an ICP test for fresh water and salt water on that, just so you can check to make sure your aquarium is doing good. And so the salt water is to make sure your tank doesn't have any of the toxins at low levels in it. And then the fresh water test is meant so that maybe a month or 2 months after you've done the water filter change, you're sending off the test so you know when it's time to change your resin again. Because, well, your TDS meter isn't going to tell you, and your color indicating resin, if you still have that, isn't going to do you any good, because by then too much has passed through. So the only way to know when it's time to change is with an ICP test. Or just say, well, every other month I'm going to change my resin to be on the safe side. So.
Gotcha. Well, I love that ICP analysis is in Colorado, so I can just send my sample within the United States, and it's, you know, you guys get it within a couple days, and then I've got my results within 1 to 3 business days, right?
On the average, we are about 2 business days. So say the sample shows up to us on a Monday, it gets put into the processing for Tuesday. So typically we receive it one day, and then we're testing it the following business day. And we're pretty successful with that, outside of when instruments have hiccups and they need to be cleaned, or a part breaks and we're waiting for a replacement part or something. But
Sure. Very
rarely are we down. And so we like fast turnaround, and customers want a fast turnaround because they're concerned about their livestock and they want information as fast as they can so that they can make the appropriate changes to it.
Yeah, it's all really nice. It comes in on the ICP analysis app. You can compare and contrast from your last test that you've done. It's really convenient. I really like the entire process.
Yeah, and we've got a new app. It just got released in the last few weeks, and we updated a lot of things and the technology on it and gave it a new look, and we now allow downloads in CSV files. So public aquariums and other commercial institutions that like to share the data can download that CSV file and share a spreadsheet, you know, amongst people. So that's gone over well with our larger customers.
Very cool.
On everything. And then there's always just the individuals that like to track the results on their own spreadsheet of things that they create. So the app is nice.
That's really nice. That is awesome. Well, Steve, I appreciate you sitting down with me at ReefStock. I know you got a whole booth that you're running, so I want to let you get back to that. But thanks for the sponsorship and taking us through what you guys do at ICP Analysis.
Well, thank you for having me here, Remy.
You got it. ICPanalysis.com. You can get your testing supplies there, or, you know, if you're at ReefStock or any of the conventions, you can always stop out and get an ICP Analysis test right on the spot. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thank you.